Radio St. Pete is live from Localtopia on Williams Park.
Can I hear you in the park, please? It's Localtopia Day. I need to hear more of that, please. We are so, so happy you're here. Welcome, one and all, to the 12th annual Localtopia, a community celebration of all things local. And wow, has our community been through a lot this year? I've been saying that this Williams Park bandstand is a metaphor for this community, right? It's battered, but it's still standing, and it needs our support. Yes, honestly. Support is actually our main message today, everybody. Support. And by that, I mean our local businesses have been through so, so much, and they're counting on you today, friends. They are counting on you to wrap your arms around them today, not least because it might be a little bit chillier, Localtopia, than last year. But we know you're actually going to warm their hearts today. You'll be showing them that you want them to thrive, not just survive. You'll be showing them that our local businesses matter, that what our local artists and artisans make with their hands matters. And they matter because they are St. Pete. As you walk around today, we hope you'll be amazed because everything you see around you started in the city of St. Petersburg. They're Berg-born, as I like to say, and they're not from anywhere else but here, city of St. Pete. And they want to continue to grow from here. Remember that they're not just our vendors, they're our families, they're our friends, they're our neighbors. And man, this year has been hard. And they're what makes St. Pete so special. And today is a special day. It's Localtopia Day, everybody! It's Localtopia Day! There is magic that happens on this day. We can't take credit for it. It's because of you. It's because of the vibes that you bring, the vibes you bring to Williams Park, the vibes you bring to the street, the vibe you bring today. And this year especially, we want to emphasize the celebration part of that community celebration of all things local. Because I think that after all we've been through, it's not just our local businesses that need for us to wrap our arms around them, but we could all do with some wrapping our arms around each other. Localtopia Day is like a yearly reunion for St. Pete, right? Like, we feel like everybody kind of gathers, a lot of special things happen on this day. I hope it's a day for all of you that brings you joy, brings you laughter and hope, but especially a lot of local love. I want to shower our love on all those who made today possible. Our sponsors, our volunteers, our staff, our musicians. Let's give it up for all of them. I hope you will show your local love, not just today and not just to these vendors, but to all our local businesses. This is our message this year, guys. Help local thrive in 2025. It's not just today. They need our support on the daily. And I also want to shower some love on the City of St. Petersburg departments out here working hard for you all today. Okay, so give it up for them as well, all our City of St. Pete departments. And now finally, speaking of the City of St. Petersburg, we have our mayor, Ken Welch, with us today to officially kick off Localtopia Day. Come on over, Mayor.
Thank you. Good morning, St. Pete. You're a little bit shorter than I am, Olga. Welcome to the 12th annual Localtopia. It's a great day in the city of St. Pete, right? On behalf of the city, I just want to thank Olga and Keep St. Pete Local, all the vendors, all the supporters for bringing Localtopia back. And as Olga said, this is a very important celebration this year. And you're absolutely right. The band shell is a great symbol of where we are. We've had a very tough year, and our businesses have had a very tough year. But we are a resilient city. We know what progress looks like in the city of St. Petersburg, and supporting our local businesses is more important than ever. Our local businesses are what makes our culture so unique. It's what makes St. Pete the warm, embracing city that we are. And so thank you all for being here. Remember, we are St. Pete, and we hope y'all have a great Localtopia. Let's get it started.
Hello, Radio St. Pete. It's the sassy scribe, Nanette Weiser, here with
Anna Hummel.
And Locotopia starts now. Here we are. We're walking over to the stage. Please come see us at Radio St. Pete next to the soundstage. So right here is St. Petersburg Shuffleboard Club.
Yeah.
We've got Christine here on air.
Hi.
Christine, tell us what you're doing today.
I'm working the booth for St. Petersburg Shuffleboard Club.
And St. Petersburg, tell us where that is.
The club is right off of Mirror Lake, right across the street from the Coliseum, heart of downtown St. Pete.
Fantastic. It's always great to see you, Christine. Thank you for being here. We love you very much. Hi, who are you?
I'm Amy.
Hi. Hi, Amy. Why are you here?
Shopping.
What are you looking to buy?
Anything I get my hands on.
How do you feel about local business?
Love it. Shop all the time, local business.
So, you know, it's the Sassy Scribe and Anna Hummel. We've just stopped in at the St. Petersburg Shuffleboard Club, established 1924. And off we go to Preserve the Berg. Hello, Preserve the Berg. We're Radio St. Pete. And we want to say hello to you on air live.
Hello there. Let's preserve the Berg. And come on down to Locotopia. It's a great Saturday.
Tell us who you are and what Preserve the Berg does.
We are Preserve the Berg, and we try to keep St. Pete special. We advocate, educate, and celebrate what makes St. Pete special, especially our architecture and history. So we have a great sense of place in our city. We need to keep it.
And we just had a big event for you guys, Preserve the Berg, a big talk at the Poynter Library and with Manny Lito. So thanks for being here, Preserve the Berg. Here we go, Sassy Scribe and Anna. We're going to go to, oh my goodness, we just love Greens and Things. You've heard about them on Wendy Wesley's show. They are some of our favorites. And there's honey. Yum, yum. There's honey and jams and all kinds of things. And, wow, we must be in the jingle jangles. Unbelievable. So here I am with another wonderful person, Paperless House. We're in the earth-friendly area, and we want to think happy to be happy. We are here with
Sandra.
Sandra, tell us about what you do.
Paperless towels replace disposable paper towels, so it's a sustainable replacement.
And, you know, that's so important to our city of St. Pete. It's a shop local day. Tell us why Locotopia means so much to you.
It means a lot to me because it supports a business that is based in St. Petersburg, and I make all my products in my home in St. Petersburg.
Well, thank you so much, folks. Come over to the sustainable area. There are plants. There is mushroom coffee. Mushroom coffee, Live Life Better says, is so healthy, and tons of interesting people.
Let's give it up for all of them.
So I'm here at St. Pete Rainbow Revolution. This weekend is Winter Pride, and St. Pete Pride is out. It's an exciting time. There's going to be Friday night concert, I'm finding out, on June 27th. The St. Pete Pride Parade, Trans March and Festival, Saturday, June 28th, and the Sunday Street Festival on Sunday, June 29th. You know, Locotopia is also about fitness and exercise, and I got started hula hooping last year. Thank you, Hula Monsters, for being here. Tell us all about you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, this is actually my 12th Locotopia. I've never missed one, and I absolutely love this event. It's all about supporting the community, but what we do is hula hoop fitness, and we bring fun, healthy, playful movement to kids and kids of all ages.
You look pretty healthy, and I see that you're wearing a gorgeous hat, and I love hats and hula hooping and bling, so folks, come over and see our friends at Hula Monsters. It's so much fun.
How are you feeling this morning?
Locotopia volunteers, they help local St. Pete thrive in 25. Say hello, volunteers.
Hello!
I'm going to go down the line here and ask all of them what Locotopia means to them.
It means everything to me. It keeps our city vibrant and alive.
The town spirit and helping out everybody.
Supporting our community, particularly after our devastating storms.
Local spirit. Local spirit.
Celebrating culture.
Celebrating the arts and the wonderful community that we live in.
And Olga Bop, wherever you are, we love you, Olga!
We love you, Olga!
All right.
for y'all first performance of the morning.
You know, St. Pete Clearwater Visitors Bureau, they're amazing. They have just kept this city in the limelight all over town, and they're going to give us, from Visitors with Love, a shout-out. Hello?
Hello, Visit St. Pete.
Hello, hello, Visit St. Petersburg.
Hello, welcome to St. Pete.
What do you love about St. Pete?
Oh, that it's all things local, which is why we're at Localtopia.
Sassy Scribe, happy to be with St. Pete Clearwater. Thank you. One of the anchors of downtown St. Pete and the world is the Dali Museum. So with us today is...
Hi, I'm Barry. I'm a volunteer with the Dali.
Tell us why the Dali is so much a part of Localtopia.
Oh my gosh, we are local. I mean, the Dali has been here forever, and we attract a lot of visitors. So we love St. Pete, and it looks like St. Pete loves us.
Do you have a melting clock in your home?
I do not, but I do have melting clock tattoos here. So if you want to come down, we have melting clock tattoos.
Well, thank you, folks. The Dali, a great place. And with me is another friend of mine. Hello, hello, Stay Surreal.
And I'm Julie. I'm a volunteer as well.
Julie, what do you love about the Dali and Localtopia?
Oh, my gosh. Localtopia is all these people from St. Pete and all over the area coming in to see what we can offer as a local service. And you have to see the Dali. It is the most spectacular museum here. And we see so many people from around the world coming to visit us.
Thank you so much. You know, there are so many people on the civic area, and I know that you all know that SuncoastCreditUnion.com does a lot of good philanthropic stuff in our town. They're here next to the Dali and the Sunrunner. They're going to tell us hello, and you are?
Hi, my name is Tom. I'm the service manager here in downtown St. Petersburg, and we are here to support Localtopia and our local merchants.
Tell us a little bit about the philanthropic stuff you do in the community.
We do a lot. For instance, with the hurricanes, we donated $850,000 across 13 nonprofit organizations within the Hillsborough and Pinellas County area. We also support Localtopia and our Pride supporting as well.
Well, thank you so much, friends. Listen, it is, I'm the Sassy Scribe. I'm live from Localtopia. We're walking up and down the street. Come look for us. We're going to be having the music on all day. And now I am going to make myself disappear at the one and only St. Petersburg Zubrick Magic Theater. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, thanks for having me on air.
Tell us everything that's going on at Zubrick.
Wow, I mean, the community has come out and supported us after the hurricanes. The show is just evolving and constantly changing. So if you've already seen the show, we invite you to come back, see the show again. If you've never been to the Zubrick Magic Theater, it truly is a show for the young and the young at heart. It's a show designed to entertain the full adults, yet it is family-friendly for everyone to enjoy.
And now, in the poof of a hat, there I go down the rabbit hole. I'm here with Banana Records. We love our vinyl. They're spinning the tunes on the Civic Stage. Welcome, Banana Records.
I'm actually DJ Capybara next to Bananas Records.
Oh, well, listen, tell us, DJ, why you're spinning the tunes and what we're going to hear all day.
All genres. I think this is my fifth year in a row doing for Localtopia. It's an honor every year. It's one of my favorite days of the year.
And you know about Radio St. Pete. We just had Vinyl Record Day. And where can we find you around town?
Gosh, Mandarin Hyde, various events. You can find me at Roger Thomas Music on Instagram.
With me right now in the incredible area where there are pets and taking care of our animals is Finfish Company Respect Our Waters. Hello, tell us all about you.
Hi, yes, local company based out of St. Pete. We are Finfish Apparel Company with a Purpose. And so what we do is our merchandise is made of recyclable bottles, and we protect our waters in Fish, Florida, and donate part of our proceeds to Fish, Florida.
Well, you know, tell us a little bit why Localtopia is such a great day in downtown St. Pete.
Yeah, Localtopia is awesome. It's such a community event. Year after year, it draws more and more people, more vendors. And what better way for our economy than to shop local and support each other?
Thank you so much. If you love Paul Wilborn, the Paul Wilborn Show, you're going to love where I am now. I'm with Megan of the Palladium. Welcome, Megan.
Hi, Nanette.
Tell us a little bit about you. This is how many years you've been at the Localtopia?
I think this is our fifth or sixth year we've been coming to Localtopia.
And tell us a little bit about what's coming up. You've got the St. Pete Opera coming up. You've got Cinderella. What's new? And also St. Pete Jazz Fest.
We do. We've got St. Pete Opera coming with a little night music at the beginning of March.
St. Pete Jazz Fest at the end of March. We've got Beacon Dance to look forward to in April, and also Buffy Fest is returning in April.
And, you know, Buffy Fest may be with the Bjork Band? Is that the
Florida Bjorkestra. Yep, we haven't had them since COVID, so we're really excited to have them back in the building.
It's really exciting. So, folks, please come down the Civic Row. We're going to go to beer next, but we're so delighted to have Megan here. The Palladium, and the website is?
MyPalladium.org.
And the Sassy Scribe is back at Localtopia with Anna Hummel. And we're going to learn something today because we're at the St. Petersburg College tent. Go Titans! And with me is...
Hi, I'm Jacob Wartok.
Tell us all about what you're doing here today and why St. Pete College makes a difference in our local workforce economy.
Oh, I'm happy to. St. Petersburg College has been a foundation in this community. We're turning 98 years old this year, and we have a lot of workforce opportunities. We're helping to train our community for better jobs and better lives, and we know that'll lead to a better community.
And I'm standing right in front of your campus here, right?
You are. This is our downtown center. We love this place, right down in the heart of downtown St. Pete. We offer our collegiate high school here, as well as a lot of other training opportunities. And it's a great place to learn and have a good time.
So I have an exciting thing going on Monday. Scotty Barnhart and the Count Basie Orchestra are going to be at the Music Center at Gibbs Campus. There are how many campuses?
Oh, my gosh. We have, like, four main campuses, but then like four other centers. We are all across Pinellas County, and we just have a lot of opportunities for people to come and learn wherever they're located.
So friends, tune in for some more Localtopia, and thank you, St. Pete College. Shout out for Localtopia.
Shout out, woo!
You know, American Stage, you hear them in RadioSt.Pete.com all the time. Helen Murray has been in the studio. And with me today at the booth right in front of the theater is...
Jesse Giuliana, the Education and Outreach Associate.
And Allison Sapiga, the Managing Director.
Well, it's a very exciting time for American Stage. Tell us what's coming up with the summer camps, and then we're going to talk about hair.
Okay, so we have our summer camps starting in June, ages 5 to 17. We offer financial aid for for whoever applies and gets selected. And then we also have our drama school that takes place during the week as well for kiddos and for adults. And we also have our school tour performance called Familia de Flamingos that is going to make its debut at the Sunken Gardens in April.
It's so exciting. Tell us about what's coming up, and we can't wait for the outdoor performance.
We're so excited about hair today. We've got some special deals. If you stop by the box office and book your tickets today, hair is going on in the park every March 26th through April 27th. And general tickets are on sale today for $20. So stop on by.
It is so great to have American Stage here. Thank you so much.
Yes.
You know, Museum of Fine Arts, their new executive director, was just in studio with us. And with me today are a number of the people who work there. We have Kelsey Oswald, Amber McGee, and...
Ivy Billier.
Ivy, let's start with you. What is going on? Kimono has landed at the museum.
Yes, we have Kimono coming in March 8th. And it's going to be a really fantastic. We're going to have hundreds of kimonos in the exhibition and some decorative arts with it. And then in June, we have Nino Yankowitz. So that'll be really fun.
Amber and Kelsey, I'm going to ask you, you've been here at Localtopia a lot. What is so special about today?
Today is special because it is a community event where all of the most wonderful vendors come to celebrate and sell. And today, I think, is really important. This year is more important than ever just because of the impact of the hurricanes. So we're really hoping that people will come out.
And for people who don't know, there is a fabulous way to come to the museum and also enjoy the cafe. Tell us about that.
So we have Cafe Clementine that sells the most incredible pastries and coffee. So you can come in, enjoy that, and also enjoy the museum.
And there's also a Thursday thing that goes on after dark, Art After Dark. Tell us about that.
So Art After Dark is great because every Thursday we have reduced pricing, $15. And then also anyone who is under the age of 18 gets to come in free on Thursday. So that's a big deal.
Well, I'll tell you what's a big deal. Not only is this where art is made, there is a little coloring station with a flower. And I have so enjoyed the Audubon shows and all of the shows that have been there. So for Radio St. Pete, Sassy Scribe. I love the James Museum, and you know, they always say, howdy, howdy, howdy. And with me today is Sarah. She is the one who lets you know what is going on. What's going on, Sarah?
Hello. What is going on is that we are celebrating birthday parties here at the Localtopia because we've just started doing birthday parties at the James Museum. So for kids for 5 to 12, they can come in and they can book a Saturday in the spring. And we'll do tattoos, we'll do an art activity, people get into the museum. It's awesome fun.
So the summer camps, now is the time to sign up for Art Camp Summer 2025. Tell us about that, Sarah.
Oh my gosh, we're actually almost sold out of our summer art camps. We do have a spring break art camp that still has a few spots left because it's brand new. But if you're going to do that, you need to really get on it. And I also have stuff for adults too, if you've got time.
And Tuesdays. Tell us about how fun that is.
All right, Tuesdays, we are open from 10 to 8 p.m. 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And
there's music, and there's so much stuff going on. There's films. There was even a Dolly Parton party that I missed. Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
It was really, really fun. You'll have to come back. We're doing a Willie Nelson one in April.
And you also have a big fundraiser coming up, is that right?
Yes, we have Jamboree at the James coming up, and that's our biggest fundraiser of the year. That is April, I want to say it's 4th or 5th, whatever the Saturday is.
Well, thank you so much, Sarah. It's always fun to be howdy, howdy, howdy with the James Museum.
We're also so excited because we've just opened Survey the West by Yala Ford, who is an internationally acclaimed but local artist. She lives in Tampa. She did an artist residency out west and did these really beautiful abstract interpretations of Western landscapes. And we are doing tours. We have a lecture with her coming up in April. And we have our Sip and See tours where adults can come in, have a drink, and then get a tour of the museum.
Well, you know, the thing that's about Yala Ford that's so amazing is she has been on the Kawa Coffee Cups. She is truly, when you talk about Localtopia and Local Sarah, she is essentially local. And you're doing a lot more with local artists, aren't you?
Yes, we are. So we are actually going to be exhibiting some local artists in our cafe space coming very, very soon, including Yala Ford's jewelry. So, yeah.
Thank you so much. You know, I never met a book I didn't love. Books are amazing, and with us are the people that make books easy to read, the St. Petersburg Library. Welcome, folks.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Tell us where the library is and some of the things that you do there, in addition to books, your programs, and other things.
Yes, we've got 6 different locations throughout St. Petersburg, and our 7th location we are hoping will open up this year. Currently, we have lots of book clubs, computer classes, tech help programs that are open and available.
Fantastic. What do you love best about being with the library?
All the different types of people I get to interact with, all the people in this city. I love it.
And for Localtopia, why is it so important for you to be here?
We're doing library card registration, so the more people that have cards, the more access you have to our books.
So I am the Sassy Scribe here with Anna Hummel at the Localtopia. Come on down, listen to RadioSaintPete.com all day long. We're on Book Row, so we've just talked to the library, and we're here with our partners and sponsors, Book and Bottle, Mary, Kate, and Andy. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Happy Localtopia Day.
Tell us what you're doing here and about your programs and why Localtopia is Book and Bottle and Book and Bottle is Localtopia.
So we are a local bookstore and wine bar in St. Pete. We have all the things, books, wine, coffee, tea, snacks, really anything you could want or need. Localtopia is a great place for us. We have so many people here that we just love. We love being amongst our local businesses. When you're a small shop in St. Pete, the people love you and we love them. And so it's great to see everyone's faces and be out here today.
So, you know, Localtopia and the bookstore have a lot in common. We are all about celebrating stories. We have Dominic in. He's our book guy. And Andy is our book babe. And really what is most important, though, is that they give a voice to local artists and musicians. I know that Gloria Munoz is coming up or has come up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we had a love letter to Florida reading just a couple nights ago. We had 3 local authors in the shop reading and talking about Florida and their experience being authors in this state, which is a beautiful and wonderful and complicated thing. We loved having them in. We'll have another poetry event just like that in April for Poetry Month. And we do all sorts of events with local authors, so it was great to have them.
And in fact, they did a wonderful event for our own John Miles, Passion Struck. It was fantastic and sold out. So thank you, Andy. Thank you, girls, for being here. Mary Kate.
Thank you so much. Happy Localtopia. Come see us.
You know, I don't know that you know about the Clay Co-op, but they do so much good in this community. And with me today is
Gabriella.
Gabriella, tell us about the Clay Co-op, and then I want to talk about the Oyster Restoration Bricks.
Yeah, so the Clay Co-op is a pottery studio. We have 55 members. We do classes and workshops, and we are also partnering with USF right now to 3D print vertical oyster gardens. So they are going to be alongside seawalls and helping propagate and rehabilitate oysters.
You know, there's also, we do a thing called Live Life Better. There is so much meditational and emotional health that comes from throwing pots. Tell us a little bit about that, Zen.
Yeah, a lot of our members are just here for their mental health. This is such a therapeutic medium to work with. It is so nice to get out of your head and into your hands and to be able to create something with this beautiful earth clay.
And tell us where we can find you online.
We are at www.claycoopstpete.com, and we are in the Warehouse Arts District in St. Pete.
Thank you so much, Clay Co-op. The Florida Holocaust Museum speaks to me very personally. It is an important museum, historical museum, but also a museum that speaks to the present. And with me today is
Mindy.
Mindy, tell us about the Florida Holocaust Museum, the exhibit is there now, and also about the Legacy Project that is ongoing.
Well, we are a fantastic museum right now undergoing some huge renovations. Our museum is going to be bigger. We're going to be getting in Elie Wiesel's collection, his documents, his office renovation or reconstruction. It's going to be very exciting. We have a Danish rescue boat, one of the few boats that was used in rescuing 1,000 Jews from Denmark, bringing them to Sweden to safety. And there's going to be a lot of exciting things happening this summer when we reopen at the museum. So please come and visit us.
I remember that when Santana was here in town 5 years ago and I was at the Mahaffey, that we came over with Santana to see the exhibit because you had a San Francisco, the famous guy there. You're always touching hearts. You also have something that's 3D that brings Holocaust survivors' stories to life. Tell us about that.
We have the Dimensions and Testimony, which was done by Steven Spielberg Shoah Foundation. And what it did was go out and interview as many survivors as they could. And in virtual reality, you can have a conversation with a survivor, ask questions, and they'll answer you as if they're sitting in the room with you. It's amazing. And we're losing a lot of these people, so it's really important that we get their stories down now before even the few that are left also pass away. Sadly, especially this year after the 80th liberation or anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. So it's very a very exciting time at the Holocaust Museum.
If you want to know more about the Florida Holocaust Museum, you can go to their website, which is
I think it's fhm.org, if I'm not mistaken.
It is. And please come down to Localtopia, stop by Museum Row, see the San Diego the Museum of Fine Arts, the Florida Holocaust Museum, the Dolly Museum, and so much more. It's the Sassy Scribe, and I'm headed into the Gulf Coast with all the local brewers. It's all about local breweries and Localtopia. Help local thrive in 2025. Tell us what's going on.
I'm Dia. I'm the captain of Draft Beer Central. We're bringing out all the local breweries today so that everyone can sample it and enjoy something made right in our own backyard. Everything is from St. Pete. Three Daughters, Paw, Mastries, Overflow. You can check out any of these breweries anytime. There's live music. It's a beautiful, beautiful day to be outside and enjoying fresh air.
And you know, Localtopia and the Gulf Coast is kind of sets us up for the big local beer festival in March, right?
That's right. Big local beer festival, which does feature more people outside of St. Pete. This is all St. Pete centric right now.
What is it about standing here, you lovely, beautiful ladies, and helping people navigate a sip or two? What is it so fantastic about today?
I think that when everybody comes together to support a community like this, there's just such a buzz in the air. It's just electric.
Well, for Localtopia, we're going to head down the Gulf Coast. Thanks, ladies.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy. Have fun.
You know, Matt Dom, I'm telling you, at Mastery's in St. Pete Beach, soon to have another in Pinellas Park. Welcome to What's Brewing Tampa Bay.
How are we all doing out there? I am Matt Dom with Mastery's Brewing Co. We are out here at Localtopia serving up our Orange Creamsicle Sour, our West Coast IPA, and floating around here you can find some cans of our Breezy Tropical Blonde Ale.
Tell us what's new. I know that I'm coming to a fashion show up at Mastery's with Fiona French soon.
Yeah, so we have tons of great events going on. Actually, today, on top of being out here at Localtopia, we actually have a vegan festival going on today over at Mastery's. So, in short, we always have some awesome beer events, new releases, you name it, trivia night, live music. It's always a good time over at Mastery's.
And we love having Matt as our beer master. He is on air with us. Please catch him. He'll be back in studio soon. Matt, tell us who some of the people here today.
So we have Green Bench Brewing Co., we've got Descend, we've got Grand Central Brew House. Did I say St. Pete Brewing Co. already? We have Pinellas Ale Works. You know, in short, we've got some of the best local craft beer around, so highly recommend everybody get out here, support your local craft beer, drink local, drink fresh, drink craft.
And for Localtopia, the Sassy Scribe, and Mastery says, come on down. You know, Pinellas Ale Works, or as I like to say, PAL, they are really pet friendly and we just love them. With us today is?
Dennis.
Dennis, tell us what's going on at Pinellas Ale Works.
Dogs and beer.
Tell us about some of your events. You do music, you do beer. Tell us about the beers you're serving today.
Well, today we have an IPA, our off-the-leash IPA, and orange wheat. We have about 40 taps at the brewery, so there's a wide selection. And we do a lot of dog-friendly events and support the local shelters and drink beer.
And tell us where you're located and where they can find out more about you online.
We're at 1st Avenue South and 20th Street in St. Pete, and our website is pawbeer.com.
Thank you so much. Come on down to the Gulf Coast and sip, sip, hooray. Tampa Bay Beer Week is an annual celebration of beer in Tampa Bay. With me today is...
My name is Brittany. I'm the secretary.
And it's such an exciting time. I think you all have heard Sean Norquist on air with us, but she's going to tell us all about what's going on and about the new passport.
Yeah, so we've got our 2025 passports out right now. They started in January. They are on sale for $30. We're going to kick off Tampa Bay Beer Week this Friday, February 28th, at Tampa Bay Brewing Company in West Chase with the Ultimate Brew. You can find more out about that at TampaBayBeerWeek.com, our website. And Tampa Bay Beer Week runs March 1st through the 9th. So follow us for all of the events happening all around the Bay Area, and we will see you there. Cheers.
TBBWBeer.com. Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much.
No problem.
I love me some Three Daughters. I love my root beer. I love the raspberry cider, and I love the orange creamsicle. Hello, Three Daughters. What are you doing today?
So we got some of the Florida Orange IPA on tap today, as well as our Pineapple Hard Cider. We also have some cans here of our Orange Creamsicle. And we have a few cans of our other vodka sodas and our Beach Blonde around the event as well.
Very exciting. You are the original brewery, one of the first. Tell us where you're located and what goes on there. There's games and music. Tell us more.
Yeah, we're on 22nd Street in St. Pete. We also have a secondary location on Clearwater Beach. We got a whole bunch of games, some cornhole, Connect Four, everything that you could ever want. Some darts, awesome fun for everybody.
It's a three-daughter palooza when Three Daughters in town. You've heard St. Pete Brewing has been on What's Brewing Tampa Bay with Matt Dom, and with us today is...
John McCracken.
And he's going to tell us what they're pouring and all about St. Pete Brewery.
Today we're pouring the Put Me In Kolsch and the Milo's IPA. Up at the brewery we have 12 to 13 beers on tap, a new kitchen to come try, and we have comedy night tonight.
Wow, well I'm pretty funny. Is it open mic? Can you just come and stand up and do it, or is it real comedians?
It's real comedians. There's a show at 8 and a show at 10 o'clock.
Fantastic. Is this something that you're going to continue doing?
We do it every other Saturday, and we also do it Tuesday and Thursday every week.
So friends, come down to Gulf Coast and see St. Pete Brewing Company and the dozens of local brewers that are here. For those of you who do not know, Descent Brewing, it is... I gotta start again. These guys are the outcasts, and I'm standing here in front of them. What are you pouring today?
Today we have Living the Dreamsicle Berliner Weisse, and then we have a Toast McOats Oat Hazy IPA.
Tell us about some of the events that you have coming up, and I know you'll be at Tampa Bay Beer Week.
Yep, so we'll definitely be at Tampa Bay Beer Week. We should have some beers being released from that to be announced still. But as of now, that's what we have going on.
Terrific. Well, thanks so much for being here, folks. I'm on the Gulf Coast. I'm at Localtopia, and I'm sipping down the road. You know, no visit to downtown St. Pete would be worthwhile without a stop at Green Light Cinema. With me is Mike Haslett, our film flam guy. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, everyone. This is a beautiful day here in St. Pete. Come down to Green Light where the doors are wide open.
What are you doing in there? I understand there's movie posters and more.
Yeah, we're doing a free movie poster giveaway, and we're doing an open house, and we got trailers up so people can check it out, and it's just a great day. This is the best event of the year in St. Pete.
You know, Mike, you've been here for a number of years. You've gone into become a nonprofit this year. Our friends at Station 12 Studio are here. Why is this year so special for you at Localtopia?
This is the best event the city does. I mean, we just love this. The energy is terrific. People come in and they're shocked and surprised by this place. It always brings us new people. We love this event. The best day in St. Pete.
And you're showing Oscar shorts right now, right?
Yeah, we have one tonight at 6 just because of the event. But we have the shorts for the next 2 weeks.
What comes up after that, Mike? Tell us again.
The Brutalist.
The Brutalist, oh my God.
Adrian Brody, yeah, right after the Oscars. And then we've got all kinds of crazy stuff coming through March.
So folks, come down to Localtopia. I'm the Sassy Scribe, live with Anna Hummel, my producer. Mike, give a shout out to Radio St. Pete for us.
Thank you guys, you guys are the best. You always take care of us, I really appreciate it.
That's it. You never know who you're gonna run into in Localtopia. And I'm at Greenlight Cinema. And in walks Hannah, the owner of the Beach Theater. Welcome, Hannah.
Hi, good to see you.
So the last time we heard you on air, you were on air with the Stephen Riordan Show. And now here you are. Tell us what you're doing today down here at Greenlight.
I'm just hanging out with some friends, and it's always good to walk into Greenlight. So I just thought I'd pop in, say hi to everybody. And yeah, we're just here at Localtopia having a good time.
So tell us about Beach Theater, which is going to open this summer in St. Pete Beach on Corey Avenue.
That's right. We are less than 5 months away from our opening day, which is crazy. We are opening on July 18th, 2025, after a 13-year hiatus. And actually, this week, I'm celebrating my one-year anniversary of owning the property. So it's a lot to celebrate, and we have a lot to do, but we're going to get there. I'm excited.
So Radio St. Pete wants to do an advance on the party, and we will be at the party covering live, I am sure. Tell us what we can expect. Give us a little tease, Hannah.
So we are working on a documentary about the Beach Theater, about the renovation process and the history of the theater, and we will be premiering that at our opening. So you can expect to see a documentary produced by a local production company called Lunar Speedboat Productions, and we're just going to have a good night celebrating the theater.
And you are an Ecker College graduate, and I know that every time I see you down at Corey Market on Sunday, you've got some pals from Eckerd. Tell us how your Eckerd posse has really been supportive and part of this journey.
Oh my gosh, I could not have gotten this far in my career or in this project without Eckerd. I am so grateful to Eckerd College and all of my friends that I graduated with, friends that are still going there. They all just want to come out and help, and even all of my professors have been down there. I am just so grateful to Eckerd, and it's just nice having our little Eckerd family back together.
Well, what I really love is you're here with Mom today, and you know, it's your grandmother that inspired and helped make this possible. Let's just do a little toast to her.
Aw, thank you. Yeah, well, my mom, yes, she is my inspiration. My parents are working with me on this project. And so, yes, I'm very grateful to be a part of this little family project.
What do you think your first community play is going to be?
Oh, that's a good question. Actually, funny enough, we have a couple things on the calendar, and we are so excited to announce them this summer. So keep an eye on our website, keep an eye on our socials, and we have a lot to announce coming soon.
Tell us where we can find you on the web and on social.
We are on Facebook at The Beach Theater, on Instagram at The Beach Theater, and we have our website, thebeachtheater.org.
Sassy Scribe, happy to see Hannah in The Beach Theater here at Green Light Cinema. I'm the Sassy Scribe, Nanette Weiser, and you are tuned in to RadioSt.Pete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM, and we are in the Health and Wellness Pavilion. You know, I really believe that Posture is everything. I used to walk with a book on my head. With me today from Farkas Chiropractic Clinic are our friends, and they're going to talk to us a little bit about how chiropractic can help you. Hello.
Hi, my name is Sam. I'm with Farkas Chiropractic Clinic. We're located here locally in St. Pete at 4th Street North, 32nd Avenue, and we've been there for 46 years. A few benefits of chiropractic care. Improved sleep, obviously pain reduction. We're looking at increased nerve function and increased mobility. So all things that people need as long as they're aging. So people getting older, you can use chiropractic. Younger and younger people are struggling from some postural misalignments. That's all caused by technology, as you guys know. Can cause problematic neck posture. So that's what we do. We help people all the time. With neck posture, other postural misalignments, and different ailments that they're struggling with.
So, you know, Live Life Better, which is my show that I do on a regular basis for Radio St. Pete, we talk about what used to be alternative wellness, but it's really now complementary wellness, acupuncture, chiropractor. And one of the things I really like is there are a lot of people doing sports. It's your weekend runners, your golfers. Talk a little bit about, for people who love sports, how chiropractic can help.
Yeah, so we're looking at improving optimal nerve function is going to improve your body's ability to perform on a regular basis. The natural wear and tear you put on your body through, like, let's say golfing, your swing, how many of you have finished a round of nine holes and then the very next day you wake up with a really sore back? Pretty much everybody. So that's going to be something that we help with, is improving the optimal nerve function is going to increase your mobility and increase your performance in whatever sport you're playing, and then going to keep you feeling well after you do a specific activity.
You know, here at Localtopia, it is amazing. They have these little villages. So we've been in the sustainability and gardening village. Now we're in the health and wellness village. Talk to us about how this Localtopia experience is so amazing for you personally.
Yeah, we love being able to talk to people. Tons of people out here are visiting, trying to get to know their community. Us being around the community for a long time, we've been out to this event every year for quite a while now. So it's a great opportunity for us to get out into the community, meet new people, and then people who need us are able to get in and see one of our docs. So helping people get better every single day.
Thank you, Farkas Chiropractic, and we'll bring you some more health and wellness. Tune in. You know, you really have to age in place, but you can age beautifully and gracefully. And one of the ways that the Health and Wellness Village at Localtopia is helping people find out so much more about health and wellness is by having so many people here. And with me right now is Rachel with Indulgence Medical Day Spa. Hello, Rachel.
Hello. So I'm Rachel with Indulgence Medical Day Spa. We are located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. We offer all kinds of services like fillers, Botox, natural body contouring. It's an amazing thing to take care of your body, take care of your health, take care of your aging as well. We love to get wise, but we hate to get old. So please come and see us at Indulgence Medical Day Spa. Our phone number is 727-577-9210. We hope to see you soon.
So let me just talk a little bit about the you have weight reduction programs, right?
We do indeed.
Right. And right now, you know, this is a big thing. It's like, do you take an injection or do you actually work with a doctor on a guided plan? Talk to us a little bit about the guided plans for weight loss.
Yeah, so why not do both? We offer a medicated weight loss program. We have different injections for all kinds of people. No matter what your symptoms are, we can take care of you. And what this does is it's going to train you to follow a healthy diet. You're going to have support throughout the whole thing. And you'll have the medical option to help you through the entire thing.
What's trending right now in MetaSpa services? And also, I understand that men are really, really big customers.
Yes, so we offer a variety of services that are trending right now. Laser hair removal is a huge one now with summer coming up. If you want to not be shaving every day, men, women, everybody can do it. It's amazing for ingrown hairs, razor bumps, things like that have to be a thing of the past. So we can do that. We've got fillers are super huge right now. They look beautiful, makes you look natural, radiant, and young, along with Botox, which relaxes the muscles. All of these things are things that are going to help you feel confident in yourself and help you reverse the ages.
Tell us a little bit about Cosette Saba, your RN, who administers and looks after these programs.
Yeah, so we have a registered nurse practitioner. She is doing most of our injections and stuff. So she's been doing this for 20 years. She's super dedicated to following new trends, and she's just amazing at what she does. With continued education, we continue to grow and strive to enhance natural beauty, and we just want you to feel like the best version of yourself.
So, for Radio St. Pete and the Health and Wellness Village, much a sassy scribe is talking to Indulgence Day Spa with Rachel. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
I am a firm believer in acupuncture, and we're in the Wellness Village. We're touring about. We're learning so much and being educated about complementary therapies. It used to be considered alternative therapies. And with me right now is St. Petersburg Acupuncture Integrative Medicine, Dr. Matthew Mann and his partner. Welcome.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Tell us a little bit about the health and wellness benefits of acupuncture for all ages.
Acupuncture is one of those treatments that helps calm the nervous system down. So it triggers the parasympathetic response so that the body starts to go into its natural healing mode.
You see probably a lot of people, so let's start with sports medicine, because golfing, tennis, the weekend runners. Tell us a little bit about the kinds of sports things that you help alleviate.
We help a ton of people with knee injuries, back injuries, shoulder injuries, tennis elbow, pickleball elbow. A lot of things like that. So,
and acupuncture is something that has been around a very long time. There's different styles of acupuncture as well, aren't there?
There definitely is. There's traditional Chinese medicine. There's five element. There's distal needling, balance method, all sorts of stuff.
So for those of us like myself who are forever young, it's really important as you age. You don't, you know, pain care has changed. We're getting away from opiates. We're getting away from pain medications. Talk about the importance of meditation and acupuncture as part of a wellness routine.
Acupuncture and meditation help just get the body to calm down. Whenever we're in a stressful mode, in stressful situations, everything tenses up and it makes the pain elevated. So whenever we're able to kind of take a deep breath, do some belly breathing, back off of life a little bit, it helps the whole body calm down. It helps those pain levels come down.
So, you know, those of you who are down here for Localtopia today, there's a whole health and wellness village. Tell us how Localtopia has changed your life today and why it's important for you.
We've been loving coming to Localtopia since this first started so many years ago. And we've been coming to the last 4 years since our business opened, and it's just been an amazing community. It's all St. Pete businesses. It's all St. Pete people. New people come here to figure out what they're doing in the world. People that have been here forever come down to see everybody and have a good time.
Well, thank you so much, folks. How can we find out about you? What's your website?
Our website is STPAIM, as in Apple Integrative and Medicine, .com.
So it's the Sassy Scribe, Nanette Weiser, here in the Health and Wellness Village with the St. Petersburg Acupuncture and Integrative Medicine. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
The Sassy Scribe has stopped by Living Room Yoga, and they have all kinds of things that tinctures and everything from lavender. And I'm talking to...
You're talking to Barry, one of the co-owners of Living Room Yoga. We are a small yoga studio that focuses on alignment-based yoga and classical yoga, Ayurvedic medicine, craniosacral therapy, and herbalism.
Let's start with aromatherapy and how it can help so many different conditions, Barry, please.
Yes. I don't do aromatherapy. Although I use it in my practice, I make tinctures, herbal blends, teas, according to what's going on with you. I will do an herbal consultation, work with your energetics, and pick the right medicine for you.
Ayurvedic medicine is so important, and you know, chiropractic meditation, they used to call this alternative medicine, but it's really... actually mainstream and complementary and so old. Tell us a little bit about Ayurvedic medicine.
Yes, Ayurvedic medicine is a traditional medical science from India. It's really blowing up in the U.S. thanks to yoga, because they're sister sciences. And it is a full holistic medical system. It has stood the test of time. And yeah, it's another alternative. We use herbs and spices as medicine in our cooking, along with these beautiful medicated oil treatments as well.
Talk to me a little bit about turmeric, something that I have found so incredibly helpful with fibromyalgia and joint pain.
Yes, turmeric is great for inflammation. One of the biggest things I challenge people to do, everything you've heard about turmeric is correct, But what I challenge people to do is cook with it as well, as much as possible. And what I like to do is I like to put oil in a pan, ghee, extra virgin olive oil, and shred the rhizome in the oil, let it sizzle, or the powder, and mix it. Then throw your vegetables or whatever you're cooking in it, and you are eating your medicine. Great for inflammation.
You know, Wendy Wesley, St. Pete Eats, is one of our regular podcasters, and we know this, Barry, to be true. Food is medicine, gut and mind. Let's talk a little bit about the gut and the mind.
Yes, gut and mind. The gut is, in Ayurveda, the gut is everything. Usually when someone comes to see me, no matter what they have, no matter what their energetics are, I'm usually going to start with the gut. I want to know how they're digesting food, how they're eliminating food, and so on, to give me a start with them. And yes, a happy gut is a happy mind. And we have a lot of stressors in this world that start out subtly, and then from the mind to the body.
You know, Barry, I'm just delighted to meet you here, but I want to talk about Localtopia. I have met so many new neighbors and friends. We've learned so much in the Health and Wellness Village. Tell us what Localtopia means to you personally and professionally.
It's everything to support your local businesses. We've been involved with Localtopia for years. We've only missed 1 year as a vendor. And please support local businesses and keep St. Pete local. It's very powerful and doing a good job at that. And check all these businesses out and give them a chance.
Thank you so much, folks. You can find Living Room Yoga is now in North Kenwood at 3160 11th Avenue North. Please visit livingroomyoga.biz. Yoga classes, Thai yoga stretching, cranial sacral therapy, herbal consultations, but most of all, come by and say hello to Barry. Barry, thank you.
Thank you. Namaste.
Tell me what they want. Girls rock! I'm with the band. Thanks to J. Cole for walking us over. I'm with Jesse. I'm in the band.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
And?
DeLorean, yeah.
Tell us everything about Girls Rock.
Oh my gosh. What, Girls Rock is everything. Girls Rock is a place where everyone can be themselves and be weird and be loud, and it's so beautiful and fun. The community's been amazing today. Everyone's up making noise. It's been really beautiful.
I see you back there with the band, you're mentoring, you look fabulous. I just love the way you look. And tell us about what you've been doing with Girls Rock. You're an essential part of this.
Honestly, you're going to edit this, right? Because I don't even know how to answer that.
You're going to make her cry already.
Yeah, it's probably true.
DeLorean is so important. She's the mentor of hundreds of kids. She probably doesn't even realize. But she's often the first person that puts an instrument into these kids' hands and let them know that they can do this.
You're a musician, I understand, right?
I am.
Tell us a little bit about your music.
Wow, these are hard questions. I didn't study for this test. I did not. I write a lot of original music, and it's genre jumping. So it's fresh, but it feels familiar. Right? So it's got, I kind of describe it like sushi. It's a little bit raw, a little bit hot, and very good for you.
You girls were on Kelly Clarkson's show this year.
Oh my God, we were.
Tell me all about that.
Well, Kelly Clarkson heard about us through the Tampa Bay Times, did a story about our First Ladies Rock Camp. Kelly Clarkson had us on the show. It was phenomenal. She's so supportive and amazing. And she just wanted to amplify the work that we're doing here in St. Petersburg to build confidence for girls and gender expansive youth. And that was really cool to have her support.
And summer camps are coming, tell us.
Yes,
July. Oh, wait, how are we?
July, how are we?
So what I want to say is, the thing that I do the most really is I love seeing people shine. I mean, hit that place of maximum luminosity. So it's about meeting them where they are and facilitating that. So, and it's taking that time to really experience that person as them, like where they are. And finding that way that's going to reach them and that's going to inspire them and give them the empowerment that they need to do the thing that they want to do.
Jesse, you have a showcase coming up?
Yes. Well, July 19th, Janice Live, 1,000 people. We're going to pack the house. We're going to have eight new bands. with an original song. It is such a fun time. I hope the whole community comes out to support us. Thanks so much for what y'all are doing, by the way.
And if you want to be part of the Instrument Petting Zoo, how do we get a hold of Girls Rock St. Pete?
You can go to our website, girlsrockstpete.org, and all of our contact information is there, or follow us on the social media. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. Girls Rock St. Pete.
Yeah. Yep. And I love the shirts. Will you read the shirt to me, please?
Which one?
Odetta.
Oh, ready? Ready? Odetta, and Aretha, and Whitney, and Tina, and Lizzo.
And Girls Rock St. Pete.
Yes.
And you heard it.
I say girls, you say rock. Girls.
No.
I say girls, you say rock.
Girls.
Yeah, it likes something like that.
Right now.
Hey, and I want to thank so much, J. Cobb and Sunshine Radio for everything that you do and have done for years now, supporting the community, lifting the community up, supporting new musicians, because this musicians in our community make this world a better, kinder, more loving place, and that's what we're doing here at Girls Rock as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We love you guys.
Yeah.
I'm with the band, thanks to J. Cole for walking us over. I'm with Jesse, I'm in the band.
Hey, what's up everybody?
And?
DeLorean, yeah.
Tell us everything about Girls Rock.
Oh my gosh. What, Girls Rock is everything. Girls Rock is a place where everyone can be themselves and be weird and be loud, and it's so beautiful and fun. The community's been amazing today. Everyone's up making noise. It's been really beautiful.
I see you back there with the band, you're mentoring, you look fabulous. I just love the way you look. And tell us about what you've been doing with Girls Rock. You're an essential part of this.
I don't even, honestly, you're going to edit this, right? Because I don't even know how to answer that.
You're going to make her cry already.
Yeah, it's probably
so Lauren
true.
Lauren is so important. She's the mentor of hundreds of kids. She probably doesn't even realize, but she's often the first person that puts an instrument into these kids' hands and let them know that they can do this.
You're a musician, I understand, right?
I am.
Tell us a little bit about your music.
Wow, these are hard questions. I didn't study for this test. I did not. I write a lot of original music, and it's genre jumping. So it's fresh, but it feels familiar. Right? So it's got, I kind of describe it like sushi. It's a little bit raw, a little bit hot, and very good for you.
You girls were on Kelly Clarkson's show this year.
Oh my God, we were.
Right. Tell me all about that.
Well, Kelly Clarkson heard about us through the Tampa Bay Times did a story about our First Ladies Rock Camp. Kelly Clarkson had us on the show. It was phenomenal. She's so supportive and amazing. And she just wanted to amplify the work that we're doing here in St. Petersburg to build confidence for girls and gender expansive youth. And that was really cool to have her support.
And summer camps are coming, tell us.
Yes, July.
Oh, wait, Power Week.
July, Power Week.
So what I want to say is, the thing that I do the most, really, is I love seeing people shine. I mean, hit that place of maximum luminosity. So it's about meeting them where they are and facilitating that. So, and it's taking that time to really experience that person as them, like where they are. And finding that way that's going to reach them and that's going to inspire them and give them the empowerment that they need to do the thing that they want to do.
Jesse, you have a showcase coming up?
Yes. Well, July 19th, Janice Live, 1,000 people. We're going to pack the house. We're going to have eight new bands with an original song. It is such a fun time. I hope the whole community comes out to support us. Thanks so much for what y'all are doing, by the way.
And if you want to be part of the Instrument Petting Zoo, how do we get a hold of Girls Rock St. Pete?
You can go to our website, girlsrockstpete.org, and all of our contact information is there, or follow us on the social media. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. Girls Rock St. Pete.
Yeah. Yep.
And I love the shirts. Will you read the shirt to me, please?
Which one?
Odetta.
Oh, ready? Ready? Odetta, and Aretha, and Whitney, and Tina, and Lizzo.
And Girls Rock St. Pete.
Yes.
And you heard it.
I say girls, you say rock. Girls.
No.
I say girls, you say rock.
Girls.
Yeah, it likes something like that.
Right now.
Hey, and I want to thank so much, J. Cobb and Sunshine Radio for everything that you do and have done for years now, supporting the community, lifting the community up, supporting new musicians, because this musicians in our community make this world a better, kinder, more loving place. And that's what we're doing here at Girls Rock as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We love you. Do you listen to the Homemade broadcast with Will Kuntz and Anna Hummel? Well, you might not know that Anna Hummel is always behind the scenes with us. She's our producer at Radio St. Pete. She is a radio host and talent in her own. And she is here with me today doing social media. Welcome, Anna. What's going on?
I just love watching you work. I think that's been the highlight of my day. I'm not one for the crowds necessarily, but just watching you interact with people and just bringing the enthusiasm to the day is just a pleasure to watch.
Oh, my God. Oy vey. Well, let me tell you something. Anna has been taking photos. We've been. Let's talk about some of the people we've seen today, the Zubrick Magic Theater. What are the highlights of today at Localtopia for you, Anna?
I like watching the dogs. I'm a dog gal. I love corgis. I'm trying to convince my boyfriend to get a corgi with me. I don't think he's down for it. But I love watching all the little doggies and seeing the little children play and enjoy the day.
What do you think about all the costumes on the dogs? A lot of dogs and some fashionista poses.
It's very St. Pete. It's an artistic boho vibe here in St. Petersburg, very eclectic, and the dogs are no different, so it's fun to watch.
You know, we were over at the James Museum, and it's so much fun, so I said to Anna, let's get a tattoo, and she says, I'm down for it. She's down for anything at Localtopia. We also did the Gulf Coast. We took a little stroll down the Sipare Lane. What about all those local breweries?
I'm probably not the person to ask about that. I'm not much of a beer drinker, but I know that a lot of people around here are, and it's cool to see so many varieties and breweries come out to share.
Our friend Jay Kolb, our music director, has been manning the desk right next to the soundstage. Please stop by and see Jay. He's terrific. And Joe Bordeaux, the man behind the curtain, he is really the wizard, and it's just a delight to be here. So, Anna, I smell a lot of food trucks. What are you thinking we're going to eat today?
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't know. There was an Indian food truck that I'm probably keen on trying, so that's probably my number one.
Twisted Indian. Last week, Anna and I did a little advanced Localtopia walkabout, and we found Mickey's. Tell us, oh my God, I would just say she's not only Miss Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, but she is also, my God, a vegan, and I love her for that, and we discovered Mickey's. Tell them all about it, Anna.
Well, Mickey is a delight. I think touched a special place in my heart since Mickey is South African and my dad is South African, so I learned my dad will probably be visiting in April, which means that we will be visiting Mickey a few times during his stay.
You know, it was so funny because here at Localtopia, my take and honest take is there's no such thing as strangers. There's only friends you have not met. And we saw so many of our friends today from the Palladium, Megan Byrne, and Andy from Book and Bottle, where John Miles had his book talk, and so many, so many friends. But I have to tell you something. Everybody's got a smile. Tell them about the people walking around, Anna. They just look so happy to be here.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day, and it seems like it's warming up a bit, and everyone is just excited to be out and see what the community has to offer. Also, Mickey, that cookie was next level.
Oh, my God. So Mickey is at the Saturday Market, which today, by the way, folks, is over at Tropicana Field. If you're coming to Localtopia, I suggest that you park at Tropicana Field and take the free Sunrunner. In fact, we saw our friends from the Sunrunner here today. And Mickey should be there selling his amazing Cosmo cookies, which, by the way, I had such a sugar rush, Anna. I was like, all the way home.
Yeah, and I ate the rest of it, so you're welcome.
So, listen, for RadioSt.Pete.com, Sunshine 96.7, 7 FM. We look forward to, if you see Anna and I walking around, come on up, get on air with us, and we have had a great day. Anna, take away from Localtopia for the day.
It's great. It's a good time. Come out and support your community and see, discover new things you didn't know existed around town. So it's a good time.
And we are where local music lives, and there is so much local music from Rebecca Pulley to Banana Records, mixing it up with the vinyl. There is nothing that you won't find here. Remember, it takes a community to make a community. So join us at Localtopia for Radio St. Pete on the Sassy Scribe, Nanette Weiser, and
Anna Hummel.
See you later. We'll name Jay Bass. That's my time for today. I hope y'all enjoy yourself. Please enjoy the rest of your weekend. Let's hang out. Let's love on each other. And once again, happy birthday to me. Thank y'all so much. Have a good day.
That is Jay Bez in the X Band bringing Localtopia 2025 to a close. Well, as we close our seven-hour live broadcast from Williams Park in downtown St. Pete, our thanks to Olga and her team for another successful Localtopia. Big crowd today. Great event. Jay Kolb produced our music segments from Williams Park in our Radio St. Pete tent. Nanette Weiser and Anna Hummel took care of all of our conversations throughout the day with so many people involved with Localtopia. I'm Joe Bordeaux. Thanks so much for listening to Localtopia 2025 here on Sunshine 96.7 FM, St. Pete's very own local community radio station.